On Crick Info Talk.
Robin Singh doesn't have the most glamorous of jobs, being the fielding coach of the Indian team. In fact, with the raw material he has on hand, it's sometimes a very tough job. But he's not complaining, and if anything, is optimistic about the future. I'm Anand Vasu for Crick Info Talk, and I asked Robin about the kind of work he was doing with the team, the shortcomings they had, and what needed to be done in the future.
Can you just explain a bit about the kind of work you do, because there's not much clarity on what exactly a fielding coach does?
Yeah, obviously you have to look at individuals and see how you can lift their standards of fielding, right? So first thing is to look at the individual and see where his shortcomings are. Then you have to work with the trainer. Fitness is a key component. And what we have actually tried to, instead of making it very mechanical and stuff like that, we've tried to incorporate a lot of fielding drills with fitness and very specific stuff that is very match oriented. And a lot of it is done under pressure. A lot of it is done with the time frame in mind. So, you know, it puts you under pressure to do something within that specific time. Plus, it also helps you to test their fitness levels. So it's very easy to assess them, you know, even if you do it after a week and you do the same thing, you'll know where you stand with them. It gives you a pretty good benchmark of terms of improvement. One of the really key components in fielding is balance, getting into the right positions to throw the ball, which we've been focusing on, getting the right techniques going. But that will only happen if your balance is good and your anticipation is very good. We do stuff to ensure that these things are looked into very closely, and we monitor it during the course of the game. For each individual, you know, we look at it, and I try to pick up things where I feel it would have made a difference in the game. Try not to repeat this sort of mistake. So we practice those things in maybe in the next game or games leading up, you know, sessions leading up to the next games.
Robin, in India, we talk a lot about batting technique, but not much is ever spoken about fielding technique.
See, like batting, for example, you need to be very well balanced when you strike a ball, right? And similarly, when you feel, if your balance is not okay, you will never ever throw at the target. You know, once your balance is right, your posture is right, you'll find that your throwing arm will follow your leading arm, and invariably you'll be very accurate, you know. Accuracy becomes synonymous with part of balance, you know. With that, you will find that once your throwing techniques are okay, you don't get injuries when your balance is okay. And, you know, without getting injuries, also you start ensuring that you'll be able to throw even harder and harder at further distances. And obviously, you know, fitness is a very, very key component in terms of developing strength and power.
And Robin, you have a wide variety of people you have to work with. Some are very young and perhaps not played that much first-class cricket. Some are very experienced players. So you can't obviously do the same thing with different kinds of people. For you, personally, as a fielding coach, you have to design different things for different people, right?
In the 50 over game, you know, you obviously have people who are in specific areas. You find that a lot of these guys in the circle tend to go out in the boundary as well. You try and do very similar work with those guys on the line as well, whether they're in the circle or out of the circle. Now, what has happened in 2020 format, you find a lot of the guys who are in the boundary at the start, like the bowlers and things, are always standing in the circle now, because the key positions are the ones on the boundary, and you need people who can run fast, who can throw, who are quick on the ball, you know, who've got accurate throws. And so you find a lot of better fielders are on the line now in 2020. So we work a lot on specific based on where you would probably stand, likely to stand. And since the game has become very innovative, you know, I do things, you know, with the imagination of the pitch in line. We try and replicate the situations that we would face in a game, you know.
How would you assess the way this team has moved since you took over as fielding coach?
I think it's done pretty well. I was very optimistic because we had a lot of good young guys, but, you know, lots of them were lacking in technique or in balance or in throwing. But it's come a long way in the past 4 or 5 months. You know, people's work ethics have been good. People are willing to do the extra bit. You know, I try to do a lot of stuff one-on-one, 2 or 3 guys together, so we can get a lot of work done and a lot of intensive stuff, you know. Not just doing a fielding session for 45 minutes and you feel people are tired but they don't put in the effort. So we try and keep it for shorter durations, but very intensive.
And how much of your own experience as a player plays a part in this? Because there's obviously your coaching credentials, the stuff that you've done. There's a theory component to it, but how much of it is also down to what you were as a fielder and your fitness levels?
Fitness is something that these guys have to work on individually. I mean, the trainer assesses the fitness. And I emphasize to all that fitness is probably the key to being a good fielder. Because if you're not fit, mentally you will not be there in the game, because remember you have to stand for 50 overs, and if you're standing for 50 overs and you're tired after 30 overs, you'll be sagging. You cannot concentrate and your anticipation and stuff will be low. You can't anticipate, you're slow on the field. However quick you are when you're fresh, that much slow when you're tired. And that's the difference between being a really top fielder and just an average fielding side. That is something that we have worked on quite a lot, and trying to ensure that people concentrate in the right time. You know, you don't just concentrate because the bowler is running up, so you start from that. Timing is very crucial. My experience as a fielder, you know, I am different. I cannot expect X to be like me or Y to be like Z and so forth. So I look at each individual, I see where their strengths lie and where they're weak. And I work on areas where they're weak. Because obviously when you're strong, you don't need to work too much. You just need to brush it up a little bit. So we work on weaker areas so that I get better. And we try and do stuff where you can be brilliant in certain areas, you know. Where you can excel. Some guys are very good at diving. Some guys are not comfortable at diving. Some guys slide. But if you think, then you need to get up quickly, you know. So we'll try and do stuff where if you slide and you're on the ground, you need to get up quickly. So your balance has to be much better. So we do work that are very specific to these sort of things that you would find that happens in a game.
In your time when you were playing, there were probably one or two good fielders in the side, but many others who were quite average. But now the standards of fielding by and large have improved a lot, haven't they, in Indian cricket?
No, it's obviously it's improving, but that comes also with youth. No, there's a lot of emphasis even in the general academies today. You know, if you have that base, it's a question of rushing up people, helping them at the next level, right, and trying to ensure that when you do stuff for them, they're fresh and they're eager to do something brilliant. And I emphasize a lot to these guys that look, when you go out there, think about doing your best. You know, forget about others around you, but ensure that when you go there, you can make a difference in the field. And that itself will inspire others to do better.
Robin, there's been some criticism of the Indian team's fielding, saying that, you know, compared to an Australia or a South Africa, maybe we take the field at a disadvantage of 20 runs. Do you at all agree with this?
At times, yeah, maybe the Australian team feels better. But, you know, if you look at the fielding, I cannot equate an Indian team with an Australian team. I have to set benchmarks for an Indian team based on what I have given. I work towards certain standards, and then once you get to that, we go to a next level. Mm. We cannot be a great fielding side suddenly from that has been a generation of problems, which you yourself just told me. You know, it has to go step by step. As far as I'm concerned, when I look at fielding, I look at it and see how we improved in the past 5 games. Number two, are we consistent enough? And once we're able to go the next step, then we take the next step. We cannot be an Australian fielding side overnight. As I say that, in the 2020 tournament that we played, we probably outfielded every team that was there. So it just shows that, you know, we can reach standards that are as good as the South African team or the Australian team. With time, we'll be as good as anybody.
There's already a certain amount of support staff in place doing different roles. You were talking about working closely with the trainer. Do you think that it might help if someone like you went back to the academies and, you know, lifted the level of fielding coaches? I mean, the way fielding is taught, do you think there needs to be a bit of upliftment of that at the lower level, say at the Ranji Trophy or below that?
No, I think at every level it needs to be addressed. If you want to have a very good fielding unit consistently, and it is something that has to be emphasized at the lower levels, that when people come into the side, they should be emphasis on the fielding standards that they need to attain. That can only come at the lower level. Yes, probably can help get back, time permitting. The schedule is there, no time. So with time permitting, it definitely would make a difference, right? And you can point out things that they need to do to help lift that. I'm saying we have addressed this problem with the board, so all we need is a bit of time, to be honest, to help these things to grow and get better.
Was there any resistance in terms of mindset? I mean, did you have, when you were pushing players, when you were making them do different things from what they used to, was there any resistance to this, or what, you know, did everybody embrace it?
I think, as a matter of fact, it was a pleasant change for most people. You know, most people were looking at a challenge, to be honest, you know, considering that we had 4 run in the World Cup. So everybody went out there looking to make amends in some way or the other, whether it's fielding, batting or bowling, you know. In retrospect, I think it was pretty easy to work with the guys. All we have to ensure that we make sure that we don't burn them out in terms of playing too many games. You know, only if they are fresh, they can do well.
I've spoken a lot to the Australian fielding coach, where we have exchanged a lot of ideas. And, you know, these guys have been in the job for a very, very long time, so they have different ideas. So it'll help in certain ways as far as I'm concerned. And whatever observation system that they have, you know, which I take and I make sure that I make a mental note of it, so I'm able to work on that. Because I think the easiest and the best compliment you can get is not only from ensuring that people tell you something, but to see a fielding team rise, you know, to an occasion where at least you feel today that with fielding, an Indian team can win a game, which we actually have done in the past 3 or 4 months. Which, you know, so once you feel that is happening, and it's happening on a fairly consistent basis, I think you know that things are working.
Robin Singh, thank you very much for speaking with Cricket Info Talk.
This is Crick Info Talk.